KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
On high school softball action last night, postseason play continued. In Class 1A regional quarterfinal round play last night in Region 7, it was Earlham over Orient Maxburg 14-0. Corning beat Essex South Page 8-2. Lenox over Villisca 5-1. Stanton beat East Mills 6-2. In Region 8 quarterfinals, Exira EHK downing Walnut in 10 innings, 11-6. Coon Rapids Bayard 9-2 over Glidden Ralston. Charter Oak Ute beat AHST 11-3. Woodbine over Arweva 7-2. In Class 2A regional quarterfinals last night in Region 7, it was IKM Manning over Griswold 8-4. Van Meter beat Panorama 4-0. In Region 8, Trainer over Underwood 4-0, and Missouri Valley edging Tri-Center 5-4. In Class 4A regional quarterfinals in Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton ousting Denison 4-0. In Region 8, Harlan beat Lewis Central 7-0, and Perry over Carroll 10-9. Also in Class 5A Region 8 quarterfinals, it was Sioux City East over Thomas Jefferson 8-3. All those winners moving on in postseason play. In fact, some of them moving on to tonight's action in tonight's regional softball tournament action. The schedule this evening has Class 1A regional semifinals getting underway at 7 o'clock as Charter Oak Ute will host Woodbine. Exira EHK will travel to Coon Rapids Bayard. Corning will host Stanton, and Earlham is at home to Lenox tonight. In Class 2A regional semifinals, also at 7 o'clock tonight, Trainer is at home against Missouri Valley, while Van Meter will host IKM Manning. And in Class 3A regional semifinals tonight, this game also getting underway at 7 o'clock. Atlantic will be at home tonight as the Trojans will play host to Hawkeye 10 conference foe Red Oak this evening. All those winners will move on in tournament play. The final 4A and 5A softball rankings by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union out yesterday afternoon. In Class 5A, the biggest class, it's Ankeny on top with West Des Moines Valley, Muscatine, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, and Pleasant Valley, the top half of the top 10. Des Moines East, Waukee, Ottumwa, Iowa City West, and Davenport West round out the top 10 rankings. On Class 4A, it's a top 15, and Clear Creek Amana remains on top with Dallas Center Grimes number 2, Carlisle, Indianola, and then Creston in at number 5. Winterset, Washington, North Scott, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Glenwood are the second 5. And the final 5 are Sergeant Bluff Luton, Keokuk, Charles City, Denison at number 14, and Harlan at number 15. In boys' regular season baseball action last night, Atlantic got out the whooping sticks as they put 17 up on the board last night. The Trojans beating Glenwood in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys baseball by a final of 17-9. Also, it was Walnut beating Fremont Mills 7-1. Nishnabotna edging Shenandoah 7-6. Nottoway Valley outscored Lenox 15-14. Coon Rapids Bayard 10-0 over Glidden Ralston. Corning beat Bedford 15-1. Abe Lincoln over Sioux City North 3-0. North also won the other part of that doubleheader 4-0. It was Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley 9-5. St. Albert 16-3 winners over Sydney. And Fremont Mills got by Essex 13-12 last night. In Major League Baseball, after being pushed around by their National League rivals for the past 5 seasons, David Wright and the New York Mets are refusing to give in to anyone. Wright singled off Jonathan Papelbon with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning in the Mets' 6-5 comeback victory over Philadelphia that preserved R.A. Dickey's 11-game win streak. Cole Hamels outlasted Dickey in a matchup of All-Stars that fizzled from the start as Hamels pitched 7 gritty innings and had 2 hits. The Phils roughed up Dickey for 5 runs on 11 hits over his 7 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Washington Nationals rallied with two in the ninth for their Major League leading seventh walk-off victory, 6-5 over San Francisco, finishing off a three-game sweep of the Giants. Jason Hayward and Brian McCann each hit a two-run homer in the first inning, helping Mike Minor and the Atlanta Braves beat Chicago 7-3. Jeff Karsten scattered four hits over eight innings as the surging Pittsburgh Pirates blanked Houston 2-0. Carlos Lee doubled and scored in his Miami debut, and Mark Burley struck out a season-best 8 over 7 2/3 innings as the Marlins beat the Brewers 4-3. Scott Van Slyke and Elian Herrera hit solo homers as the Los Angeles Dodgers sent Arizona to a sixth straight loss with a 4-1 victory. San Diego rallied with runs in the eighth and ninth innings to nip Cincinnati 2-1. And rookie right-hander Lance Lynn tossed six shutout innings, and Matt Holliday and Carlos Beltran drove in a pair of runs each as the St. Louis Cardinals picked up a 6-2 win over the Colorado Rockies. Lynn improves to 11-4 on the year. In the American League last night, Cleveland trimmed Tampa Bay 3-1, the sixth win in the last eight games for the Indians. Another red-hot day in Chicago saw the White Sox complete a three-game sweep of the Rangers with a 2-1 victory. The L.A. Angels move within four games of AL West leading Texas by rallying for a 9-7 win over Baltimore. A big eighth inning gave the Tigers a 7-3 win over the Twins, and Luke Hochschaver won for the third time in four starts after leaving the game with a sprained ankle, as Eric Hosmer had three RBIs and the Kansas City Royals beat the Blue Jays 9-6. Texas Rangers pitcher Yu Darvish and St. Louis Cardinals third baseman David Freese are headed to the All-Star game after fans voted them into Tuesday's showcase in Kansas City. Darvish, who is 10-5 with a .359 earned run average, is the eighth Rangers player on the AL team, which is managed by Ron Washington of the Rangers. Philadelphia Phillies star first baseman Ryan Howard could be back in action tonight. The Phillies hope Howard, who's been out all season after sustaining an Achilles injury in his series-ending at-bat against St. Louis in the first round of the National League playoffs last year, will add a spark for a Phillies club that's lost 7 of 8 and is currently in last place in the National League East. A Connecticut family is selling a baseball that New York Yankees slugger Lou Gehrig hit a home run with in the 1928 World Series. Elizabeth Gott, a Stamford resident, says she's selling the ball on behalf of her 30-year-old son, Michael. She says the proceeds will be used to pay off his medical school debt. Gehrig hit the homer off St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Grover Cleveland Alexander while teammate Babe Ruth was on base. He called it his most significant home run at the time. Hunt Auctions plans to sell the ball Tuesday at the All-Star Fan Fest in Kansas City, and they predict that it could fetch between $100,000 and $200,000. In Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Omaha beat Iowa 3-0. Those two teams will tangle again tonight at Principal Park in Des Moines. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, 13-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams will play for a fifth Wimbledon singles crown Saturday. The sixth seed beat number two seed Victoria Azarenka of Belarus 6-3 and 7-6 in the semis. Williams served up a Wimbledon record 24 aces en route to a title showdown with Agnieszka Radwanska, the third-seeded player, beat number eight Angelique Kerber of Germany 6-3, 6-4 in the opening match on center court yesterday. She'll be the first player from Poland to participate in a Grand Slam final since 1939. Williams and Radwanska have met twice in the past, with Williams winning both in straight sets, including the 2008 Wimbledon quarterfinals. This will be her seventh final at the All England Club. In the men's semis today, defending champ Novak Djokovic faces six-time winner Roger Federer. Andy Murray takes on Joe Wilfried Tsonga. In golf, Americans Christy Kerr, Brittany Lincecum, and Lizette Salas shot 3-under-69, and they share the first-round lead in the U.S. Women's Open. Also in the men's side, Vijay Singh is the leader after the opening round of the PGA's Greenbrier Classic. He shot a 7-under-63 to lead Jeff Maggart, Jonathan Bird, and Martin Flores by one shot each. At 48 years of age, Maggart is 1 year older than Singh. A person with knowledge of the deal says the New York Knicks restricted free agent guard Jeremy Lin and the Houston Rockets have agreed to terms on a four-year contract offer. Lin can sign the offer sheet with Houston July 11th, and the Knicks will have 3 days to match that offer. Elsewhere, the Magic have agreed in principle to a new deal with Jameer Nelson. Orlando's 30-year-old point guard announced the news on his Twitter account just a week after he opted out of the final season of his contract to try a free agency. The Indiana Pacers have signed first-round draft pick Miles Plumlee. The 6'10", 245-pound forward from Duke was the 26th overall pick in this year's draft. The Western Conference champion Thunder are taking a chance on Hashim Thabeet. His agent has confirmed that the 7'3" center has agreed to a 2-year guaranteed contract. Thabeet was the number 2 pick in the 2009 draft by Memphis, but has averaged only 2.2 points and 2.7 rebounds in limited playing time over the last 3 seasons with the Grizzlies, Houston, and Portland. A fire has damaged the roof of the historic Pennsylvania Arena, where Wilt Chamberlain scored an NBA record 100 points in a game. A Hershey spokesman says workers were putting a new roof on the domed building, but it's unclear if that caused the fire. He says the roof isn't in danger of collapse. That arena in Hershey, Pennsylvania, opened in 1936. Chamberlain scored 100 points there for the Philadelphia Warriors against the New York Knicks on March 2nd of 1962. The NFL Players Association has filed a lawsuit against the NFL on behalf of 3 players suspended in connection with the league's bounty investigation. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in New Orleans. It says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell violated the collective bargaining agreement by showing publicly that he had determined Will Smith, Anthony Hargrove, and Scott Fujita had participated in a bounty system even before serving as an arbitrator at their hearing. And George Wine, a longtime sports information director at Iowa and the co-author of an autobiography of Hawkeye coach Hayden Fry, died Thursday following a heart attack. He was 81 years old. The university says Wine died at the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics 2 days after undergoing hip replacement surgery. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.